there's a government that won't even allow the likes of Michael O'Leary to put 300 jobs into Dublin, yeah. And you're supporting that government, a government that hasn't put one jobs policy on the table. Michael O'Leary
have no 300 jobs, number one. And number two,
he says he has. I'm not calling him a liar.
Well, hold on a second, look. Am I entitled to say anything?
Talk away.
Michael O'Leary is looking for hangar number 6 above and beside the road in Dublin Airport. What? And that hangar is already rented out to Aer Lingus in a sealed and signed contract. And he know well, as good as you know that we're here today, that he can get hangar 6.
And you know
and
what?
And he won't get hangar 6.
When I joined the civil service 30 years ago, I signed a contract. That contract was violated last year when there was a pension levy put on me for no good pension. Now, you're telling me contracts are made to be broken, and that's what we've been listening, and that's what we've been broke with. My contract of employment was violated, and I've no comeback. Now, don't tell me that what... See, this is what's wrong with the country. What's happened to me is not... You know, there's two laws here. There's two laws here, Jackie. And all I'm saying to you is, give us a commitment that you're going to vote against them because they have no jobs policy. You're saying you want to bring jobs here. How can you support a government that doesn't even have a jobs policy? Yeah. They brought in a budget. There wasn't as much of one job created in that budget. Not one. And there's 25 million going out of this county. Right? And there's jobs not being replaced and everyone here is covering for extra jobs because there's an embargo in place. And what's happening? You're supporting a government that doesn't have a jobs policy.